mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
An Infowars.com reporter, Matt Lapasik, was kidnapped by paramilitary forces of the federal government, idiot state police, who I guarantee you don't even know they're part of federal police set up under the British Commonwealth Reorganization of the United States under the War Powers Act of 1933. If you didn't know that, you fools, don't you sit there and laugh at me. You go read it for yourself and find out who you really work for. This is unbelievable. And we've got Luke Radowski of Infowars.com, WeAreChange.org, who was there, and they broke our camera, they assaulted his camera, which is my camera as well, tried to get it away from him. The Loose Change crew was there reporting for America, Freedom to Fascism, as well as Infowars.com, and they witnessed a lot of this. You've got the local, they have to be based there in New Hampshire, but the National Students for 9/11 Truth, need to get their site and plug that too. They're all there. This is unbelievable. And the big story here is on Dig that I'm reading right now and other places, it's saying, hey, I'm glad they arrested him. Good. Put him in camps. Hey, you're not allowed to ask questions. The officer says leave, you got to leave. I guess if a cop comes to my door and goes, knock, knock, mow my yard. Or routinely here in Austin, hey, they pull over the topless dancers when they leave drunk. I'm taking you to jail unless you go have sex with me right now. I guess that's a lawful order. I guess you got to start like in Mexico, got to pay him off. It's a lawful order. No, this is not how America's supposed to run. By the way, a judge, we got the huge immigration news coming up, folks. Wait till you hear this. But I'm going to continue with our guest right now. Going back to Luke Radowski, Luke specifically, because this is big news, describe the scumbag, and then I want you to look at the video later and tell me which one they are, at which second on the video, so we can match up who they are. I know you're at a computer or near one. Specifically describe how many Giuliani goons went after the camera.
This one lady in particular just started grabbing at the camera, started hitting it. She hit it three times. I don't know how they recognized me because I was the camera person. I was separate away from Matt. It was like me and Matt were two separate people, and we were just asking questions. And they somehow pointed me out, and they made a connection between me and Matt. I don't know how. It's like they had foreknowledge of who we were. And after that, after they tried to grab these cameras, I told this lady, no, what you're doing is illegal. You just assaulted me. She started hitting and grabbing at the camera. I told her no. So what she did, she went back, and then she got the police. Then she got the police. She got about 5-7 officers.
By the way, we got video of illegal aliens busting Americans' heads open, and then they go get the cops, and the citizen is arrested for having their head split. That's the new America. Go ahead.
All right, and the 7 police officers are coming to me, and I walk up right to these police officers. I'm like, do you guys have a problem? What happened here? Right? And the police officer, one grabs me by my left arm, other one grabs me by my right arm. They pick me up and they start dragging me out the room for no reason. And I'm not even with Matt at this point. I'm not even with him. And they start dragging me out.
I assaulted him and he killed him. He's evil.
And they're like, who's paying you to be here? Who's paying you to be here? What are you doing here? And they start questioning, interrogating me. They physically assaulted me.
Did you tell the enemies of America that you were the American people?
I told them. I'm an American citizen reporting for Infowars.com. I only have a question for this scum Giuliani that he is because he lies to the family members and rescue workers. I represent those family members and rescue workers. I told the people that they're loud there. And they were dragging me out of there. And I didn't even do nothing. They just made the association that whatever. They must have known who the hell I was. And they just started dragging me out.
I want to hear more about this, but I want to bring up next Jason Burmes. Jason, we're about to break, but stay there. When we get back, I want to get your take on this. But in the 45 seconds we've got, what was this like?
It was incredible. This was all put together by AFTF Media and Samuel Otero, basically the director. He shot some stuff for the final cut out in Shanksville, and last week contacted me and said, you know, we can get these press passes. So me and Samuel were correspondents for LT, AFTF, InfoWars, and then we got in there with our two cameramen, and it was wild. The first people we went to were Giuliani's people, and it got live real quick, Alex.
And then you were able to stay after everybody else got grabbed. We'll also hear about that.
Actually, Alex, I'll give you the whole thing and how the whole thing started with Giuliani's people right after.
Stay there. We got a break. We'll come right back to Jason Burmes, then back to Matt, and then, of course, Luke Radowski. And there's other folks there as well. We're going to get them all on. Stay with me.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go back to Jason Burmes, Luke Radowski. Let's bring up Luke and Jason both at the same time. You guys just go back and forth. You've got the floor. Incredible attack on the First Amendment inside of the whole debate complex in the big press area, the main overflow area. What you witnessed, what happened, how this all broke down. And then, Luke, you come back in. The lady assaults you. Then she calls the police on you. And then put Matt back on the phone after you're done. Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say that this didn't even really start with Luke, myself, or Matt. There was an independent journalist, about 4'5", maybe 55 years old, who stepped into the middle and started talking about Ron Paul to these three press people. They seemed to get a little agitated, and I asked a follow-up question. Well, you know, it made mainstream media. Ron Paul asked if he had read the 9/11 Commission report, Blowback, Imperial Hubris, and others, basically his argument for why they hate us. And they couldn't answer me. They couldn't answer me. They tried to turn it out around on Iran. It was at that moment that Matt asked about the collapse yet again. And by that time, you really saw the press coming up, and then you saw the police coming up. Now, Matt starts asking his question about that, and as they're dragging him away, Samuel Otero asks his people about his connections to Centrist Corp, and they start dragging Samuel away. So we actually have the tape of Matt getting arrested and cuffed outside. We literally didn't get back till 7 a.m. today, slept for 4 hours, and I'm sitting next to him right now. We're trying to upload everything to digital file, put it on a server, get it up for you guys for YouTube, and we're going to try to get some MP3s going for the Louder Than Words radio show on GCN Live. It's on Stream 4, So hopefully we'll have some stuff for that. But basically when they took Samuel out, he's like, look, we're on the list. We're press credentials. You don't know about Centrist Corp. I mean, you're the media. You're supposed to know. So the police let him back in. All of a sudden the media surrounded Samuel. He told them all about Centrist Corp. Meanwhile, you know, Matt is being arrested.
Yeah, for those that don't know, that's the big Spanish/Australian company that Perry's handed over 8,000 miles of roads. They're handing over all the major, I mean, the biggest deal in world history, all the major power plants that supply at least six states. We even sell it to California. They're handing over all the major lakes, total raping, private companies hiring giant SWAT teams, secret intelligence operations, foreign troops, total wall-to-wall New World Order. We are under total takeover. Giuliani's running the whole thing. I mean, the country is dying. I'm in the middle of the attack right here in Texas. They're in the middle of the attack in New Hampshire. First Amendment being stomped on. Idiot state police stomping around. Just please, this is making me sick.
Yeah, I mean, so to look at it, they didn't want to answer the independent journalist questions. Other journalists started asking who we were and what our credentials were, and when we had them, they were very upset with us, Alex. All this is on tape. They didn't know whether their candidate had read the 9/11 Commission report. Apparently, they didn't know that he was involved in the centrist group, which literally is a pathway to the North American Union. People, you really need to look at this stuff. And that was a huge story. And that's really only part of it, Alex, because I've got four other presidential campaigners there on record about the Pakistani ISI wire.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm at pitcher lock in like 3 weeks, and I've got a section on the roads. I know we've got other video, but I want the video you guys shot, because I know it's going to be really good. Of this being brought up about CentriCorps, because I was leaving Giuliani out because I didn't think it would make sense just showing some news articles about it. I'd love to show that, so get that to me as quickly as you can, Burmese.
Absolutely. Like I said, we got here at 7, like 3-4 hours sleep. Everything's being dubbed and uploaded right now. I'm going to be doing the encoding. Hopefully I'll have MP3s up by tonight.
No, that's fantastic. I'm talking about the next day or two. Make me a DV tape and send it to me.
You got it.
I mean, just give me some selects. I know you're busy, but you can do that.
Yeah.
Now, listen, let's continue here. Let's bring up Matt Lepasek and Luke Radowski. Luke, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Let's have you finish up, and then I want to bring Matt back on. Finish up with, we're at the point of the Giuliani lady assaults you, attacks the camera, hits it three times, and then runs off and sicks the police on you. They come up to you. What happens from there?
They start dragging me out, asking me who I'm with, who's paying me to be here. They drag me outside, they push me in a wall, and they have police officers right in my face, grabbing my press credentials, trying to rip the press credentials off my neck, saying, who you are, what you being, give me your ID, give me your identification. I was like, what did I do, sir? All I did was ask a question. This is nothing illegal. And then the police are just intimidating me. They had 6'5" cops here looking me straight in the eyes, trying to intimidate you, trying to scare me.
With drill sergeant hats on, you work for stinking foreign banks, you dumb cops. They shoot your kids up full of cancer viruses and mercury. You fools, where are your friends, you idiots?
Exactly, and they don't understand that. They don't understand that we're confronting these scum, and these scum are against them, and we're trying to work with the police department. But then the CNN people come by, and they're like, wait, he didn't do nothing. Don't arrest him. And they didn't arrest me. And it was too late because they
had already arrested me. So wait. Who stopped you from getting arrested?
The CNN people.
And they also tried to stop, I'm told, from witnesses, Lepasek, but that didn't work.
That didn't work. They already had Lepasek in handcuffs. They were taking all my information down. They were about to handcuff me until the CNN people came by. They were like, don't arrest him. You know, he didn't do nothing wrong. And they just let him go. It was Giuliani's thugs, Giuliani's campaign managers, which really, you know, organized everything and really are responsible for all this. And it's sick and disgusting what they're doing.
I tell you what I hate is after they drag you guys out and arrest Matt Lepasek, his head pollster, his head campaign strategist, and it's the press secretary that runs off and does the tattling. He turns around with satisfied pleasure and goes, "That's what they deserve. They normally would assault me with a pie," and claims you were assaulting. I mean, implies it. They're just such trash.
He was actually engaging us with conversation afterwards.
No, he runs back. They run off the tattle. And then he comes back, and then Matt's going, sir, we could sit down, and we're going to play this later, we could sit down and talk about this. I could show you on the laptop Giuliani saying it.
Yeah, exactly. And this guy's smiling, and then he had his little girl, press secretary girls. There was also females, though, that were running around and doing all this, getting the police officers there. And it's criminal what they did. CNN, the whole...
He's talking bad about the Don. You don't talk about the Don. You understand? This is a new America. With the son of a known capo mob boss, he's going to be running things. Capiche?
Exactly. These guys are criminals, and they're going down, man. And I don't know. I mean, it's disgusting. I was sick to my stomach, and I'm pissed off right now, man.
Let me
right
tell you something. I got home. Let me just tell you something. I got home at 2:30 because we kept, you know, we posted that article at around 10. We called you right after it happened. Got it posted. I stayed up here until about 2, all jacked up, working on Endgame and adding the article with Aaron Dykes. And I got in bed at 2:30 and couldn't go to sleep. Okay, and I couldn't go to sleep till like 4, rolling around in the bed, literally sick, because it was the image of those big, mean cops. They were literally daggers going into America's heart. And I realized they'll do whatever they're told.
They'll do whatever they're told. And it's sick and disgusting. Matt Lapasik is not a criminal. These police officers, these Giuliani thugs, should be arrested for treason. It's the destruction of freedom of speech and the Constitution, and we have to stand up for it. We have to make this case public. We have to bail out Matt LePasek yesterday with $400. He has a court date, July 3rd. He has criminal charges against him for asking a damn question. I mean, people, wake up. They broke our camera. They stole the battery. The battery that came with the camera is stolen. They still have it. They didn't give it back to us.
But I sent you extra batteries, right?
Yeah, that's the extra
battery. Well, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to send you 2 new cameras, 5 new batteries, and I'm going to send $400 for LePasek.
God bless you, man. That would definitely help us out. That would definitely work. You know, we got to
listen, and we're going to make sure there's hundreds. We're going to make sure. In fact, I've got it all in the stack. I've got the governor's number. I've got the numbers to the New Hampshire State Police. We are going to incinerate their lines in the next few days and get everybody to call them and to call for criminal charges against the state police and call for criminal charges on Giuliani's people.
Exactly. Matt LePasek is not a criminal. I am not a criminal. All we did is ask questions.
By the way, they'll twist that and say it's an Al-Qaeda plot to burn up phone lines. I mean, figure of speech, so many phone calls coming through, it'll burn up the lines. They'll probably have a CNN headline, Terrorist Jones plan to blow up phone lines. I'm saying we will make so many calls that the phone lines figuratively melt. Got to watch them now. Got to watch them. They'll claim that was espionage.
Yeah, we have to support each other. We have to stand strong, and we can't allow these treasonous activities to be allowed.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm getting all these calls and emails of other people that shot this, other reporters, saying they want to send me the footage, want to give me the footage. Don't do that. Upload it to Google, to YouTube. Put some website you believe in, whether it's Infowars.com or WeAreChange.org or, you know, whatever site you want to put up. Pretty prominent, so if national news uses it, they can't steal it, as they've been doing lately with all the footage, which we don't even care, as long as it gets out. The point is they're spinning it. Might as well get our websites out. Just get it up. Get it up, so we have all these other angles of these Giuliani criminals, so that Matt can and you can file criminal charges on them.
Yeah, I mean, I have video also of it. I have the camera as they were dragging me out. We're going to be releasing the footage. I'm going to be working on it right now. We're going to release the footage later on tonight. I'm going to be working very hard. We just got home. We're going to work very hard. We're going to release the footage.
And by the way, you got David Gergen. You've got other presidential candidates.
You've got
Hillary Clinton that nobody's seen yet, being confronted a few days ago on 9/11, and the person being assaulted, Fody being assaulted, a great patriot. We've got just you guys are on fire, and everybody should. And what I like is first it's one of you, then it's two of you, then it's five. Of you. Now it's like 6 or 8 patriots. Isn't that exciting, Jason Burmes, that the numbers are just swelling?
And I got to tell you, it's the path to success, and it's the path to regaining our constitutional republic. Now that we actually have press credentials and are able to get them through CNN, like we didn't lie to CNN. We said, look, we're representatives of American freedom to fascism and loose change. And one of the reporters took me aside, and he's like, you know, who are you? Who are you with? And I handed him Loose Change Second Edition, and he looks at me, and he's like, oh, you made that 9/11 crackpot documentary. I can't believe you're in here. Did you tell him who you were? I'm like, first of all, did you even watch it? And he's like, oh, I saw some of it. I'm like, no, you didn't. You heard what Neocon said about it, and you prejudged it. Here's a copy. And I'm like, why wouldn't I get a press pass? We have the most watched internet documentary of all time. We've been on the History Channel. I do a weekly radio show. I am a reporter. We are the media.
Look, we never demand respect because I don't care. But the world needs to know. PrisonPlanet.com is tens of thousands of times bigger than RushLimbaugh.com in every rating service. They're a joke. You're a dinosaur, scum. Your days are numbered where you monopolize everything. I want to hear what else this scum said to you. They are. They're scum. We have to start hating these people. We have to start getting aggressive. We're not trying to take their tax money. We're not trying to feed on them. We're not trying to take their country away. We're fighting for a country that's going down. We need to start hating these people.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
Welcome back. We've got another cameraman who is inside separately, who's going to be calling into the studio in about 10 minutes. I need to get into the huge immigration news. It is massive. The bill has now leaked out. Senators have released the 20 loopholes. It is complete amnesty, worse than I first thought. That's almost impossible, but it is. It's worse than previous bills that have been public. From what the analysis we've gotten, it's a secret bill, is it was as bad. No, it's far worse. We have a bunch of Ron Paul clips and Giuliani clips calling for, imperial government and everything else. That's all coming up. We'll also take some calls in the third hour. I want to get to it all. I mean, I have all of Ron Paul's comments. It's only 6 minutes long. We have Giuliani's comments that were 17 minutes. Oh, that's a fair debate. You heard Ron Paul's campaign saying, yes, it's rigged. It's rigged. 6 minutes versus over 15 minutes is rigged. Okay. Matt, let's bring Matt Lapasik up. This is an Infowars.com reporter who got grabbed. Matt, I want to say you've got the right stuff. You were very calm. You were very focused. We're going to air the 3-minute audio of this coming up in the next segment. But what else happened to you, Matt Lapasik, when you were inside of the state police facility?
Well, basically, within the state police facility, I'm sitting there waiting around wondering what I'm being charged with, because I had asked that question several times in the car. And said, oh, we think it's trespassing. We're not exactly sure. We're going to get back to the station, get this all figured out. So I'm sitting there waiting around, and all of a sudden he gets a phone call, and he says, okay, yes, it's criminal trespassing, right? And from that point forward, we received another phone call from a gentleman saying that someone was coming to pick me up, you know, having no idea who this person was. And then we then started contacting Mike Knarr and the other guys, the team leaders over here that are with us, trying to see who was going to come pick me up from the place. So I ended up being in there for about an hour and a half or so, and there wasn't too many other events that took place once I was actually in there. I can tell you that once we got outside the parking lot, all of us were there. We were all filming them, and they tried, the police officer who I was saying was, you know, respectable at least, okay, you know, was taking issue with the fact that we were recording them. And again, bringing up the fact,
you always got to love that. I mean, they got cameras in school bathrooms, cameras all over the streets, and they're like, "Don't film us! Oh, it's our privacy!" Oh,
yeah, wham. And these people, progressive grassroots, is how we're going to take control of this machine. We have to understand it's an uphill battle, you know. But we can do this. You know, one man can do it. Anybody can do this.
Matt, it's a lot more exciting, isn't it, to be fighting the New World Order than bowling or, you know, trying to act cool for some girl. I mean, this is how you really, you are a man, but this is how you really, you know, become a man, is fighting the New World Order. This is what it's all about. It's what men are supposed to do. And you guys are just, I admire you guys, and I just am glad to be associated with you and everybody in this movement. I am just so blessed. So they were trying to tell you to quit videotaping, and that is just so classic.
And on that, I would say, Alex, I mean, obviously you know this already here. I mean, you're like a recharge for us over here. I mean, if we didn't have you to listen to, we didn't have someone to bitch to moan and basically represent us and fight for us, you know, we wouldn't have necessarily the strength and energy we have. So I think the brotherhood and the sisterhood of all of us together and everything that we're doing here, we stand up as one against these evil mothers, you know. If we actually do something, we can take this back. The small ideas, creativity, Truth TV, take back the media one step at a time. We've got this whole live air coverage to you guys. We're not doing this to become popular. We're doing this because we want you guys to do it. We've got a 6-page white paper we're publishing. You guys should be able to do the same thing on your own cell phones and be able to publish this stuff. We are encouraging everyone to get out there, ask the same questions. Start meetup groups, okay?
Yeah, that's always been the problem, is that they can grab your cameras, like when I had Special Forces order, you know, just in San Antonio, order the MPs to come up with guns to our chest and steal our tape that was in WorldNet Daily, because the troops admitted they did arrest us or detain us. But, we don't have the video because they took it. And so many times they take it. But if you've got this live feed, I mean, literally, I thought, I wonder what the guys are doing. So I just put the children to bed. I was about to go back to work, and I just kissed my wife goodnight. I walked downstairs about 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, about 8:20 actually. I click on wearechange.org, and there's the stream, and I'm like, oh, it hasn't crashed. And just to see the exchange right before you got grabbed, right when the cops came up, and then it cut out. And then I left, and I looked at message boards, and they said, yeah, I heard him in the squad car. I heard it all. This is the future. And it's just, we've got to get some better connectivity system and get some more.
Right now, this is just a question of we're trying to stream like this so we don't have to pay for the bandwidth. We're using free services, and we've gone from one after another, Stickum to Camstream. And
it won't work. None of the free stuff works. Let me tell you something.
So it
would have cost to feed everybody. Listen, if we put that on our front page, and we tried to stream it out, let's say to 15,000 people, which probably would have tried to watch it last night, just randomly, that's a guesstimation, it would have been about... probably about $3,000. But you know what? I'll dump the money into it. I just don't care anymore. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Attention women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called Simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Front page of CNN, columnist, author released after being arrested in the spin room. A reporter, an accredited reporter, was arrested. They said it was an accident. That makes the front page of CNN, Manchester, New Hampshire. But the brutal assault on our cameras, breaking a camera, attacking another, dragging someone out, falsely charging him, that's not going to be on CNN. We have gotten a call, a contact through Countdown with Keith Huberman. We're trying to work on that. Everybody call CNN, call Fox, call them all. Tell them they need to cover this attack on the First Amendment. They can't miss the video. It's on the Drudge Report. I know they all watch the Drudge Report. And I know they all know where the video came from. There's also a plug for InfoWars in there, audibly, from Matt Lepasic, who, again, ladies and gentlemen, if we were handing out medals, he deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor in the InfoWar for what he's done. So does Luke Radowski. So does Jason Burmes. Finishing up with everybody right now. We'll have part two of this tomorrow if they can do it. I know a bunch of uploads are going up on We Are Change, InfoWars.com, Prison Planet, LooseChange911.com. All of it. Jason Burmes, you did get an interview with Sit Down with Ron Paul last night. That's going up soon. You did get with one with Brownback about the Pakistani ISI connection, which, by the way, you know is huge. Did you know Luke got, and I'm sure, I know he's coming up there soon. Hope we can get that in the new film. Luke got video, the team got video, bringing up the Pakistani ISI connection at the last debate. But let's bring Luke and you up together. We'll go back to Matt Lepasic in a minute. There's so many here, I can't keep track of it anymore. Who was it specifically you guys got to talk about ISI? And it was Biden. Senator Biden admitted that he met with the ISI chief. We got an article out on that at PrisonPlanet.com yesterday. Again, it's an orgy of news, folks. This stuff, I could talk a week about each one of these articles. I don't even know how we're supposed to cover it all. I'm literally foaming at the mouth here. There's so many targets. I mean, like, it's like the Marines when they were surrounded in the fight against North Korea back in the 50s, and they said, you know, they radioed in to the general, sir, we're surrounded. And the general was in the middle of them, and he said, good, don't let any of them escape. I mean, this is just awesome. I mean, this is what you want when you're in the info war, swinging your battle axes, to have them all around you. Just more people you can't miss. Just start hacking. Jason, that's pretty exciting that they did get the ISI discussion with Senator Biden, but come in with your info with Brownback you were able to talk to.
Yeah, I talked to Brownback, among others, but Brownback's answer was the most interesting of all. None of the candidates I talked to actually denied the ISI transfer, and that was Duncan Hunter, Jim Gilmore, and Sam Brownback. I think I got somebody else. But Brownback said something pretty funny to me. I said, well, you know, why don't the American people know about this Pakistani funding? And he's like, well, probably the same reason that they don't know about the Saudi Arabian funding. And then I followed it up with, well, could these two foreign governments be involved in the 27 redacted pages of the congressional report? And he looked for a second, he kind of shook his head, and he said, I can't really comment on that. So, I mean, everybody I talked to in the mainstream couldn't deny the actual ISI connection at all. It was pretty wild, man. And you know, these guys can't deny it anymore, and I think this is a good angle to start, you know, this independent investigation.
I keep telling listeners, when your congressmen or women come to your local church to give a speech, when they come to the local Rotary Club, when they go to anything, you need to be there. Whether you're an old Korean War vet or a school teacher or a black man, a white woman, it doesn't matter. Hispanic, Texas, New York, California, I don't care. All of you have a responsibility. If we start confronting them, and I made this point earlier, but I want to make it again. That's why they're setting up this national police state and this worldwide grid. They're banning confronting or even talking to the royals or members of parliament or having video cameras in sites all over England while they put up tens of millions of cameras, now over 5 million in London alone. They're trying to ban speech here with free speech zones. That's why they want tracker chips, as Nick Rockefeller told Aaron Russo, that's coming up at Endgame. They're doing all of this. By the way, I got to get that Tommy Thompson from you. That will go in Endgame. I'm so glad you got that, Burmese. Jason Burmese, I commend you. All of this happening, all of this going on, and I mean, because they're afraid. They've got to get their grid in because they want to do all these bad things to us. They want to take over the economy. They want to bankrupt the dollar. They want to take your pension funds. They've said they're going to do it. They've changed the rules so they claim they can, but they can't until they can oppress you when you fight back. Jason, comments?
Yeah, absolutely. I got some of these, candidates to actually admit that, yes, the current immigration legislation is worse than blanket amnesty. Everything you're saying about it is true. It's not a pathway to citizenship. It's a worker's visa, forced citizenship, and then you can bring in 11 of your family members. That is the truth. This would kill this country. I talked about the American Union with a lot of these people. None of them are publicly for it, but we all know what's going on behind the scenes. And I just want to let people know that all this video is going to be uploaded, hopefully, to freedomtofascism.com within the next couple of days. You can get the latest update again on my show tonight, 8 to 10 Eastern. And all the articles, of course, you're going to be able to go to Prison Planet and InfoWars. You know, Aaron Dykes does a great job for you guys.
So does Paul Watson and Steve Watson and the whole crew, and just everything is now coming to a head. There's lots of other videos being uploaded as well. We'll be posting them all up on theprisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and jonesreport.com, and of course right there at wearechange.org. A lot of great places, more and more venues to get the truth and the information, and that's so exciting. Jason, thank you, and I want to get you back up tomorrow to debrief you more on all the big events that happened and the other interviews you got, and just as fast as you can, give me that Tommy Thompson and that Ron Paul in the mail, my brother, and I thank you.
You got it, Alex. And I'd just like to thank Aaron Russo and Samuel Otero again, AFTF Media, and freedomoffascism.com. Thanks again, Alex, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. And I'm going to call you during the next break, okay?
You got it.
All right, here we go. Let's go back now. You just popped in my ear. What did you say? Okay, Chris Caesar was there, correct, and he got some footage. Let's go to Chris Caesar, and then we're going to go back to Matt and others to finish up our discussion with them, Matt Lepasek and, of course, Luke Radowski. Let's go to Chris Caesar. Chris, you were there?
Yes, I was, Alex.
Listen, I really appreciate you contacting us, and you know, you said you shot some video of this. What did you see happen?
Well, I actually just shot some audio of it. I took some pictures. I didn't have a camera on me, but from what I saw, my vantage point was actually exactly the same as the camera that's on the Jones report. So I pretty much saw it all in person, and I could see someone gesturing to the police, and the police just came over and took him right out. And I asked him why he got arrested and just followed him out.
Did you get photos of him being cuffed?
I have photos of that, yes.
Oh, awesome, because we don't have that yet. How soon till you can email those to Aaron at InfoWars.com?
Almost immediately.
I mean, don't you love it? I'm here during the breaks writing articles on the telephone telling folks, you know, my take on articles. I'm gathering data on air. Listeners, you're getting the whole bird's eye view. This is how it all operates. Paul Watson always jokes, why should the government listen to our phones? They hear it all on the air. This is our life. This is what we do. We kind of multitask and do it all in one spot. And it's citizen reporters like yourself, Chris Caesar. Or are you with the media? Or, I mean, tell us about yourself.
Well, I actually just won a contest that the network was holding for bloggers. So I am a reporter for a really small paper nearby. But
oh, tell us. Tell us all about it.
It's called the Tri-Town Times. I mean, it's certainly nothing of note. But, yeah, this is certainly more important.
I mean, what did you just, you know, just in a sentence or two, sum it up? What was it like seeing this happen?
It was terrifying. And, I mean, after I'd also witnessed Eric Alterman get arrested, which was a shocking thing.
Okay, now we got the singing in whitewash on that. What really happened with Eric Alterman?
Well, I didn't see the inciting incident, but it seemed like he was being totally calm. And from what he said, he was standing in a public venue as it was and gave an answer to the police officer that he didn't necessarily like, and he cuffed him. And, I mean, so with that in mind, and with seeing your reporters getting arrested, I was trying to be as cautious as possible. But when the police weren't even giving their badge numbers, I started to get a little heated myself. And eventually we got him to give the batch numbers. But, yeah, so it was just a completely terrifying thing to see.
It is scary because CNN even admits this guy, CNN report right here, they admit he did nothing. He was just sitting there. He had press passes. Cops walk up, and they said, we're cuffing you. And this is just some separate guy with a local newspaper there in New Hampshire. And we've got another local New Hampshire news reporter, Chris Caesar, on the line with us. Let's bring up Matt Lepasek. Matt, what is it like now seeing things through the eyes of Chris Caesar?
Well, I mean, for the most part here, I don't know if I really have a comment, but I got to look at the footage myself. I can barely remember what I said. You know, I was in the spirit. I was in the moment there.
But, I mean, now you're hearing it from his angle. See, I've talked to so many people. We're getting a really clear picture of this. This is Giuliani's people just going, seize that knave in the name of the crown, and then you're just off to the hooscow.
Yeah, I'm just glad we had the opportunity to do this. You know, there's this guy over here, Mike Knarr. We've got so many guys working with us. We wouldn't have had a dime to do this. We wouldn't have a 35-foot RV. You know, we wouldn't have had the funding to do this kind of stuff. We could change the world overnight. I'm telling you, people, overnight revolution. All right, and patriots like this will have a little bit of the funding to help us out, make all the difference.
So what's happening is like I sent you a few cameras and some money. Other people donate cameras. People come and donate the use of an RV. It's just whatever you need is coming together.
Listen, side by side, this is our We Are Change partners. He's a crucial member of this organization.
That's so exciting. But again, my point is that everybody together, you're finding the resources you need.
Absolutely, and we're just starting this thing. You know, we started with a stick'em broadcast, and we're evolving slowly but surely. And God knows where we will be in a week from now. Look what we've done in 5-6 weeks. Look what Luke started by himself with General Brzezinski, without a brother near him. Okay, he went there with an hour's notice and went and attacked these people himself verbally. Okay. And this is a revolution, and we have to understand that we have the power. One man can do it, but it doesn't need to be, all right? Every one of us can stand up to these people, and we're going to get this paper out there because you will be surprised what kind of how secure and how full of yourself you feel when you have a camera on you, okay?
Absolutely. Listen, Matt, I really do appreciate you, and we're going to get you another camera since they broke the other one, and we're going to take care of that bond, but you're going to beat this. They're going to drop that. We're going to put their numbers out tomorrow. We're going to take action. I really appreciate you joining us. Let me bring up Luke Radowski now. Luke, is there anybody else that needs to get on the phone, add their two cents worth, and then I'm going to finish up with Chris Caesar here and then move on to the immigration.
Yeah, hello, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's been a crazy day. I mean, we have Mike Gnar here, man. He's the one who really done most of the work here. He's the one who really organized everything here. And he was there, actually. He was watching a live feed from the RV. As soon as he found out they're arresting, he ran there. And he had an inside perspective. The police actually also detained him. They detained Mike Gnar, one of our guys. One of our
Let me talk to Mike Gnar, and then we'll go back to somebody who was out there while this was happening, Mr. Caesar, Chris Caesar. Mike Gnar, thank you for coming on with us.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. I know you guys are passing the phone around. Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Describe what you saw when you were watching it on the video stream cam in the RV over the wireless internet, and then you ran out to see them being let out the front. Talk about from different angles. This is the future. Tell us what you witnessed.
Well, actually, from the RV, you know, the feed was cutting a little bit in and out, and we kind of went from an interview to a pop-up of an audio saying, why am I being arrested? So we just reacted very quickly, and I was acting kind of in the capacity of as Luke's and Matt's producer on this. So I ran over there as fast as I could, and you know, by the time I got there, you know, I was pretty out of breath. And I came on the scene, there was already four cops that had Matt pinned up against the wall, and I demanded to know, as the producer, why my man was being arrested and what charges were being filed against him. And I think what we have here is a local, you know, police force, you know, that just got themselves involved in something, you know, that they thought, you know, there's a big time operation, you know, I get to deal with Secret Service and all these, and they really got themselves in the middle of this thing. And I don't know how they're going to dig themselves out.
Did it look like Secret Service was directing the arrest? Because when we called last night, we were told Secret Service was running it and that we had to talk to them.
Absolutely. Let me tell you exactly what happened. The chief of police was running around like a man, like a chicken with his head cut off, okay? He came down to the arresting area, and I was on my cell phone. I was telling
they were all baby Jack Bowers. This was their day to fight Al-Qaeda.
Exactly, and I was telling them I was on the cell phone with corporate. I was on the cell phone with legal. We're demanding to know exactly right now, this moment, we have live internet feeds that saw this whole thing go down. They were all on camera. And the membership's calling in, the stockholders are calling in. We need to know exactly what happened here. And, you know, he had no answer. I don't know. So he had to run up the steps towards the Secret Service area to figure this whole thing out himself, you know. And then he came back down. He tried to detain me, okay. And it was during this process that they were trying to explain how we were not legitimate media, okay? They were trying to figure out...
They decide, and oh, you're asking questions. Arrest him, too.
Well, here's the great thing. Up walks this man in this small party of people, and he says, hey, I'm looking for my dad, Ron Paul. Okay, so Ron Paul's son was standing, right? I said, you just came upon the scene. I said, you know where Alex Jones is, and the police are standing there. And they're like, of course we know who Alex Jones is. He's one of the biggest, you know, my dad's always on that show. And so they're just sitting there with their mouths dropped.
So Ron Paul's son is there.
Ron Paul's son was immediately on the scene, yeah.
Bedlam going on. Yeah, I talked to his media guy. He already heard about it today, even before I got him on air. This is just total insanity.
Yeah, I mean, he ran up the steps and, you know, he had a powwow with some people, and then he came back down and... I said, you know, you're telling me if I leave this position, you're going to arrest me. You know, he says, no. Now you're not detained. You can do anything you want. I said, now getting back to this charge, what is the charge again? We think it's going to be criminal trespass. They said, well, that's a license or privilege to enter situation. Okay. I mean, if you're at a bar and you cause a disruption, you're thrown out. That's a disorderly conduct. If they tell you not to re-enter the bar, and you'd have to have the bar owner's permission. You know what I mean? The bar owner would have to.
Yeah, you have to have a complainant that you are trespassing. Then they have to ascertain you were not invited, and then they could do a basic trespass. Certainly not a criminal trespass. No, it's a false charge.
Right, and exactly what Matt was trying to ascertain is who is the complainant? Who is the one directing this? And some college? CNN? Because
and we know who it was. It was Giuliani Goons. Some woman who was with his entourage, with the campaign, assaulted Luke in my equipment, and then she'd get herself out of trouble, as some women have a tendency to do. She went and made up a story.
Okay, they had to whisk Matt away because they knew So I told him, I said, you know, because the other media then started coming up and starting asking me questions. Hey, what's going on? We want to cover this. And so they had to get him out of there.
But, of course, they did cover another arrest, but not this arrest. This is not being, it's on Drudge, but only a link to live link in the video that somebody uploaded. We need to get all this stuff uploaded now, and we need to find out who this Giuliani goon is assaulting Luke Radowski, and we need to get these, number one, these charges dropped against Matt. And as this develops, I want to have you all back up tomorrow, and I appreciate you, sir, aiding the crew in the important work that they are doing. God bless you.
Absolutely.
You bet. And all of you, I want to get Matt, everybody, back up with us again tomorrow, okay?
Awesome.
Just in closing, Chris Caesar, I want to thank you for what you've done. Sir, you want to plug your blog?
Sure. My blog is just chriscaesar.gather.com.
chriscaesar.gather.com.
That's right.
chriscaesar.gather.com. Sir, thank you for sending those photos. We will get them up. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I asked the woman that made the charge, you know, why she did it. Didn't she think that?
Oh, stay there. You saw the goon. Oh, my gosh, this is huge. We're getting all the pieces with these witnesses right here now, publicly. Stay there.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the next hour I'm going straight into the huge immigration news. It is massive. It is of the utmost importance. 20 loopholes in it. Biggest amnesty ever. Cities now issuing ID cards to illegals outside the matricula. Up in Farmers Branch, they tried to block the illegals taking over. Federal judge, a state judge, said no way, total legalization by fiat. criminality everywhere by the government. It's on our government. It works for foreign interests to bring down the U.S. and a bunch of idiot police and bureaucrats don't know that. We're here to wake you up if you'll listen. You're destroying your own future. You're literally cutting your nose off despite your face. Let's go back to our guest, who is a writes for local newspaper, also has his own blog, and he's Chris Caesar. Chris, you ended up talking, I guess, afterwards to the lady that was going after Luke's camera. Did you see that? A. B, when you came up later to her, what did she say?
I didn't see her take the camera. I saw the camera get broken when they arrested Matt. I mean,
that's a separate one. I mean, whenever she was at first going after Luke and the camera.
Yeah, she definitely made a gesture, and I think it was the same woman I saw afterwards who was talking to police that wanted a statement from her, so I assume that she definitely made the complaint. And I just asked her, you know, don't you think that they would have been less, because she was telling him that they were being antagonistic and stuff, and I said, don't you think they would have been a lot more polite and respectful if the campaign staffer answered the question? And she looked at me like I was from Mars and said, you know, what question?
Well, number one, who is she to be going around ordering people to be arrested?
Exactly, yeah, it's just total
arrogance.
Did
you get her name tag? What was her name?
She didn't have a name tag, unfortunately. I might have her voice very faintly on my tape recorder here, but I couldn't identify her.
Upload that if you can. You are awesome. We'll put it up on YouTube or Google, and again, I really appreciate you. Anything else?
Not that I can think of, just that I told Ron Paul about it when it came out afterwards, and he commented that he, you know, aren't we supposed to be spreading democracy across the world? We can't even handle it here in New Hampshire.
Wow, so Ron Paul had that statement. Can you upload that?
Yes, sir, I can.
You are the best. Put it up on your blog. We'll link to your blog, my friend.
All right, thank you, sir.
That is awesome. No, thank you. This is wonderful. I can go to so many angles, so many different people. This is real media. I am so blessed. Thank you, God, for putting me in this position to fight this corruption. We've let Luke and Matt and all them go, correct? John? They're sayonara. We've let the other guys go, right? Okay, just tell them thank you. We're going to get them back up tomorrow. Let's schedule them. Get my producer with them because I want to get them all set back up again tomorrow as more of this develops. Couple program notes. I've been so busy this week. I meant to have it today, but instead we're going to have it tomorrow. There's going to be a protest in Austin, Texas tomorrow at 7 o'clock right in front of the governor's mansion. There's plenty of parking down there. It's off 11th Street, and you can't miss it. It's right by the, I forget the other street. It's we'll put it on prisonplanet.com and jonesreport.com the next few hours, get a blurb up. But it's just the governor's mansion across the street from the Capitol. We're going to be there tomorrow at 7 o'clock protesting the traitor Rick Perry, the so-called governor, who staged a four-way race to get back in with a small percentage points of the vote. He flew out in violation of the Logan Act to Istanbul, Turkey, to go decide the handover of all our roads and water and power plants. We're going to call the media today. You need to call them. Demand they be out there. We're going to force Bilderberg back into the news tomorrow. Plenty of time to leave work, get a bite to eat, whatever, and meet us out there 7 to 8 o'clock. It'll be still light. It's light till 8:15. 7 to 8 o'clock, right in front of the governor's mansion, just like when we shut Vicente Fox down, bullhorning him. Get the message out to everybody. I mean, if you live as far away as Dallas, I want to see you there tomorrow. Rick Perry, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, we're going to go bullhorn and protest his handover of Texas and the Trans-NAFTA highways and the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...